Maine's Public Utilities Commission today reopened consideration of consumer subsidies for a floating wind turbine project planned off Monhegan Island that could potentially add more delay to its development. Fred Bever has details.
The Aqua Ventus project, spearheaded by the University of Maine, would produce up to 12 megawatts of electricity. Eventually, it could be expanded to produce much more if the pioneering floating platform technology proves successful. 4 years ago, regulators approved a consumer subsidy for the project, amounting to about 73 cents a month on an average residential electricity bill. But members of the Public Utilities Commission now say they want a new look at the subsidy as electricity markets and technologies have changed. Project leader Habib Dagher says recent contracts announced for significant fixed-platform offshore wind projects in Massachusetts and Rhode Island show that the sector is about to take off in the U.S.
We are talking to folks all over the Northeast Coast who are planning the next phase of projects, which would be floating. There'll be a lot of energy needs as we take out nuclear plants and then coal plants from the Northeast United States.
It's unclear how long the new review may take or whether the project can meet its goal of electricity production by 2020. Dagher says project partners aren't spooked by the regulatory delay and that the U.S. Department of Energy is sticking with its $40 million commitment to the project. The Natural Resources Council of Maine, meanwhile, says that whatever the fate of this project, the decision by appointees of Governor Paul LePage shows that his administration will do anything to thwart renewable energy development, and it sends a tragic message to businesses and investors. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.